The Holy Bible reveals the shocking truth about your incredible purpose and potential. Learn why you were born and why you must be born again spiritually to reach your potential. Next on The Key of David with Gerald Fleury.
Greetings, everyone. I was in Pasadena, California, attending Ambassador College in 1968, and we had Bible studies on Friday night, and on one Friday night I was very tired, but I pushed myself to go to the Bible study and felt like I should do that. And when I got there, I noticed that on this very first night, I was stirred and inspired like I never had been before in any Bible study. And it still has that subject, which is from this book, The Incredible Human Potential. I think one of the greatest books in the world. And it really did something in my life that no other Bible study had. It changed me and inspired me and stirred me to see a lot more in the Bible. So Mr. Armstrong, after he got those messages out there, he wanted to send them to all the ministers and thought that they would want to play them in their churches or give that message to them as well. But he was shocked when he learned that they really didn't do that. So that was a real problem. Then he decided, well, he must write this in a book so that everybody in the church could read it. It was The Incredible Human Potential. He didn't write that book, though, until 1978. That was a decade later. And then 1979 was a relatively strong crisis in the church. A few years after that, Mr. Armstrong died. And then right after that, 95% of the church that he founded began to fall away from the truth, what he had taught all of his life. God revealed a book to me in 1989, December the 7th of that year. That was like 35 years ago, and we've been getting a strong message out ever since that time. The same message that Herbert W. Armstrong had all his life that he was over the Worldwide Church of God. So we ended up having a six-year battle with the Worldwide Church of God from 1997 to 2003. We got most of Herbert Armstrong's writings. So after all those years, I've still been studying this book more and more and read it from time to time because it's so moving, and I've been in this church some 57 years. And I think it's one of the greatest books on this earth. It is that great. Let me just read you one quote from the book that I think is the best one in the book. This is Romans 8, verses 19 through 23 from the Revised Standard Version. Now listen to this most powerful quote I think that I've ever read in any one book. From the Revised Standard Version, "For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the sons of God." For the creation means all the suns and the planets and the stars and the moon. It goes on to say it was subjected to futility, not of its own will, but by the will of Him who subjected it in hope. Because the creation itself will be set free from the bondage to decay and obtain the glorious liberty of the children of God. We know that the whole creation, the stars, suns, and moons now in decay and futility, has been groaning in travail together until now. The universe has been groaning because it's in a state of decay because of a rebellion of Lucifer. Paragraph goes on, "Now, and not only the creation, but we ourselves, we spirit-begotten humans, who have the first fruits of the Spirit," brackets, "the very few now being called to salvation, the first fruits, groan." They groan inwardly as we wait for the birth as sons. Verses 19 through 23, and Mr. Armstrong wrote this, "What an amazing, marvelous revelation of knowledge. No more amazing, awesome, eye-opening passage could be written. Could not be written any better." And I believe that's true. It is astonishingly revealing. One doesn't fully grasp it just reading quickly through. Not at all. But here he is talking about the whole universe groaning, waiting for the sons of God to rule over the universe. Now, that's very basic, but how many people really know about that and believe that? This is such a moving paragraph that I've never, I believe, read one better than this one. But here you have the whole universe groaning and waiting for the sons of God to be born into the family of God. That's what born again is all about. So we have to do everything we can to comprehend that. Let me just give you a scripture in Psalm 17 and verse 15 and see if you understand this. It is a powerful verse. Verse 15, "As for me, I will behold your face in righteousness, shall be satisfied when awake with your likeness." Now, what does that mean? David said, "I'm going to be satisfied when awake with your likeness. I'm going to look like God." Now, that is our future. We have to be a powerful being, Son of God, to be able to rule over the universe. And look what David said and what he understood, and how many people would even believe that? Would they think that's, well, something that's twisted? But it's absolutely truth, the truth of God. Here's another scripture saying virtually the same thing. 1 John 3 in verse 2, "Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is," and we will be just like him, like God. You're a son of God, not an adopted son, a born son of God. What a marvelous future that is for all human beings if they want it. All human beings that have ever lived will be given that opportunity and resurrections that God has. So we are going to be like him. Genesis 1 verse 26, here's what it says. "And God said, let us," the Father and the Son, "let us make man in our image after our likeness." So the word image is the character of God, talking about the character of God. And the likeness, well, we look like God right now. We human beings look like God. But God is going to make all of them into his character. If they're going to be able to rule the universe, they have to have it. Nor they destroy it, like Satan did in part. And then it goes on to talk about other things, but just look at the human being today. We're human beings that look like God. And we were created to become God's sons. That is quite a future. Notice Hebrews 1, verses 4 and 5. I want to give you some basic scriptures here today that are really important to us in so many ways. Verse 4 of Hebrews 1, "Being made so much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For unto which of the angels said he at any time, you are my son, this day have I begotten you, and again I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son," a real son of God, that will be born into the family of God, just like a baby today would be born into its family. It's the same kind of birth into God's family. And you are my son, and this day have I begotten you. But he says, but have you ever noticed that God ever said that to any angels? He never has, because they are not sons of God. They're not sons of God born like we are into the family of God. Our calling is much higher than angels, if you can fathom that. That's quite an interesting future for all of us. We have a future over the angels. The angels have never been called my sons. God says it to us all the time throughout the Bible. It's what the Bible is all about. God building a family, creating a family forever. And he said, my son, this day I have begotten you. Just like a baby is begotten in the mother's womb, then continues to have children from that. Real sons of God, God is talking about here. He says, he talks about the Father. He talks about his begotten Son, only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, was born by Mary, his mother. But he wasn't adopted. He was born from the Father's seed. That's what was happening. If we look at this, we realize that God is a family, and we are here on this earth to be prepared to be born into that family. That's what physical family is really symbolizing, is the God family. It's a God-plane relationship. And how many know that? How many know that the family is a God-plane relationship? Oh, if we really knew that in this world. In Hebrews 2 and verse 10, it says, God is bringing many sons unto glory. Many sons. Now, that's quite a future. But then you have all of this vast universe, massive size, and it's there for our rule as we are born into the family of God. Notice verse 7 of Romans 8. This is the problem why so many people don't really want this or not eager to be a part of it. This statement tells you why. Romans 8 and verse 7. Because the carnal mind is enmity or hostile against God. The carnal mind is hostile against God. Enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Well, what's wrong with man? What's wrong with us where we can't even be subject to that? Well, he says that's a carnal mind. What we need is God's mind in us, Jesus Christ living in us. We have to have the Spirit of God before we can ever subject ourselves to the rule of God, the law of God. We can't do it unless we have God's Spirit, and then we love it. And the prophets and the past apostles and people like that loved it. Over and over you will see that in the Bible. So most people don't understand it because they've been deceived in this world. Deceived in this world. Notice Revelation 12 and verse 9. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil, and Satan, which deceives the whole world. Now, I mention that quite a lot because this world doesn't really believe that. For the most part, they don't believe it. They're deceived. Deceived people don't know they're deceived. It goes on to say he was cast out into the earth and his angels were cast out with him. They all are confined to this earth now because God has put them there because They rebelled against him and tried to overthrow him again. And God threw them all out of the heavens, and they are confined today to this earth. Do we really believe that this world is deceived? The whole world is deceived. That's real. This is what God says, and he talks about a dreadful day of the Lord that's coming upon this world. Even now, you can see signs of it. And where we're headed, if we don't repent before God, we have that right. We will just do it. God's message is going out to this world, and God is trying to appeal to us in every way to turn us to his way of thinking and his way of doing things, so we don't have all these dreadful days of the Lord. They're dreadful because they rebel against God. Malachi 4, verses 5 and 6. But we must repent to even escape the coming great tribulation that just precedes that time period of the dreadful day of the Lord. Notice 2 Corinthians 4, verses 3 and 4. But if our gospel be hid, is hid to them that are lost, verse 4, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. This world has been blinded by Satan the devil. Blinded. And they don't believe God, and they've lost the light of the glorious gospel. It's glorious. And it shines by the image of God, the character of God. What a wonderful, wonderful future. All this light is God has for us and is going to give us very soon. And I mean very soon. He's going to give it to us because he's going to have to. Otherwise, there wouldn't be anybody left because of all the nuclear bombs. Look at Matthew 24, verses 21 and 22. And you can see that. But here, God says he wants us to see his shine and all the light and not the darkness we have in this world. This is a dark, dark world. And God wants to give us everything. Everything he has. And what a light. And what a gospel. And what a shining light. And it's in this book. It's right here in this book, I mean, spelled out beautifully. Luke 12, verse 32, talks about the little flock. A little flock. Jesus Christ only converted 120 people when he was on this earth. So, how do you explain that? See, it's just very difficult to get people in this world to repent and turn to God. And so it's a little flock. A little flock, and it ought to be just a magnificent flock, but it isn't. It's not a big flock. Look how few that Jesus Christ himself converted. So, the rest of mankind is going to be called and given an opportunity through resurrections to get to know God. They've never known him before. But how many people really do believe that Satan has blinded the whole world? I mean, that's a strong statement. I'm not trying to offend anybody, but it's right there in your Bible, and it is there many times, really, if you just study it closely. So when Christ gets here, and that's going to be very soon, well, this is going to be wonderful, and you can see how God planned to reproduce himself in this book. That's one of the chapters, bridging the gap between human man and the ultimate spirit-composed sons of God. Talks about why this world's evil. What led to the creation of man? How did this all happen? These are powerful chapters. Why the church? Just what do you mean, conversion? World peace, how it will come? We need to know, you see, to heed God's warning and know how to have peace in our own lives. In our own lives. Jeremiah 17, verse 5 says, "Thus says the Eternal, cursed be the man that trusts in man." You can't trust in man. What's wrong with man? What's wrong with him? You can't trust him. Well, let me tell you why. You're cursed if you trust him. Any man. That is what your Bible says, and here's why. Because here's what human nature is all about. Verse 9, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked, and who can know it?" The heart is deceitful above all things, and is desperately wicked. That's human nature. That is something this world does not understand, but they should. That's why we have all these problems around us. Look what's happening. Everybody's going to war. Everybody's getting nuclear bombs. Are they desperately wicked? Yes, they are. That's just human nature. And we have to overcome that. If we can overcome that, we're going to be born into God's family. That little flock. See, and we have to see and understand this. This is a wonderful book, and it has all of this in it and a lot more, and it'll inspire anybody that has an open mind. Until next week, this is Gerald Flurry. Goodbye, friends.
The Holy Bible reveals the shocking truth about your incredible purpose and potential. Learn why you were born and why you must be born again spiritually to reach your potential. The ultimate destiny of mankind is spectacular beyond your wildest imagination. God revealed this incredible human potential to Herbert W. Armstrong almost 60 years ago, but too many brethren in the worldwide Church of God were spiritually asleep and didn't really get it. Their own marvelous purpose didn't inspire them and change the way they lived. Eventually, Herbert W. Armstrong died, and 95% of God's one true church fell away, indifferent to their very purpose for existing. What about you? Are you willing to study and prove your incredible human potential? Request our free book, The Incredible Human Potential, to unlock God's master plan to bring all mankind into his family. Every human who has ever lived will have the opportunity to become a spirit-born son of God. Shouldn't this staggering truth cause you to take action now, doing whatever is necessary to prepare for your eternal future? Study The Incredible Human Potential to understand the vast scope of eternal prehistory, when only God and the Word existed, and also the tragic events that led to the creation of humans. Prove that God is recreating himself in human beings right now. Grasp the enormous magnitude of the human calling, coming out of Satan's world, progressing through the lifelong conversion process, and being born at last into the very family of God. Discover how God's plan to convert humans from flesh and blood to spirit is leading to world peace and universe restoration. Also request Gerald Flurry's free booklet, Malachi's Message to God's Church Today. Understand why God allowed the worldwide Church of God to fall apart after the death of Herbert W. Armstrong in 1986. Prove from your Bible what God is doing today to correct this tragedy. God is issuing a call to remembrance to his people who have lost the vision of the incredible human potential. Malachi's message is a booming warning to the rebels, but also to those who have remained faithful to God. Will you hear this trumpet blast? You will also receive a free copy of our booklet, Just What Do You Mean, Born Again? Traditional Christianity today is deceived by a false born-again doctrine. prove the parallels between physical and spiritual birth, that all humans can be born again spiritually, just as they were born the first time physically. This is the incredible human potential. The world around you is upside down. Good is scorned as evil, and evil is praised as good. Meanwhile, the proliferation of nuclear weapons in the hands of madmen threatens to exterminate all life on the planet. In this insane, dangerous world, where can you turn for answers to life's most important questions? Is there a definitive way to know right from wrong, truth from error, and to be protected from worldwide calamity? Request a free subscription to the Philadelphia Trumpet for God's perspective on chaotic societal trends and world events. With the Trumpet, you can peer through the lens of Bible prophecy and know beyond any doubt what will soon occur on earth in this end time. Your Bible explains why humanity is becoming more lawless and miserable as time goes on. This book, which claims to be the authoritative voice of God Himself, has foretold thousands of years in advance what would happen to the modern nations of America, Britain, Israel, Germany, Iran, Russia, China, and many others. Keeping up with the news is often confusing, frustrating, scary, and depressing. But with the Philadelphia Trumpet News Magazine, you'll be comforted by the sure word of Bible prophecy. You will grasp the vision that stirred and motivated God's prophets in ancient times. And you will see the glorious hope behind the doom and gloom in the headlines. Order your free subscription to the Philadelphia Trumpet and receive 10 issues per year, absolutely free. This priceless publication comes without any follow-up or obligation. With the Trumpet, you'll unlock the spiritual truth at the core of the many pressing issues in your community, nation, and world. You will prove what is in store for mankind in both the near and distant future. You will understand tomorrow's news today. All our literature is available free of charge at no cost or obligation to you. Request The Incredible Human Potential, Malachi's Message to God's Church Today, and Just What Do You Mean, Born Again? Order now. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. All our literature is available free of charge at no cost or obligation to you. Request The Incredible Human Potential, Malachi's Message to God's Church Today, and Just What Do You Mean, Born Again? Order now. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. The preceding program was a paid presentation of The Key of David, brought to you by the Philadelphia Church of God.